Geico presents sharing versus oversharing. Earlier this week, Claire Tippins shared a princess nickname generator, 3 pictures of her dog wearing a tutu, and 2 online quizzes, including, what candy is your dream castle made of? Claire, your sharing has tipped the sugar scale and turned into oversharing. But have no fear, princess. Geico has something worth sharing with your internet kingdom, like how you could save hundreds on your car insurance just by visiting geico.com. No magic wand required. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Right now at Kohl's, buy more, save more. Take an extra 15% off. Spend $100 or more and take an extra 20% off. Go to Kohl's.com to download your savings pass. Then stock up with 40 to 50% off sweaters and fleece for the family, 40 to 50% off Carter's fall playwear, and 50 to 60% off pillows, blankets, and throws. Plus, everyone gets $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. Right now at Kohl's. Select styles, some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Blog Talk Radio.
With Angela Butler. I am, of course, Angela Butler. I've been off the air a couple of weeks, but I'm glad to be back on and doing Show Talk with Angela Butler. I also want to encourage you to purchase my book, Charles and Melinda, by Angela DeLois Butler. It's on Amazon.com and CreateSpace. And also, those of you who purchased the book, I would appreciate you if you'd write a review on Amazon.com. All right, everyone. Today's interview is with Miss Black America for 2014 and 2015, Alexandra Morgan. Hello, Alexandra. Welcome to Show Talk with Angela Butler.
Thank you so much for having me.
You're more than welcome. So why did you decide to compete in the Miss Black America pageant?
Well, my road into pageantry was really untraditional. I was a tomboy growing up. It wasn't something that was ever in the forefront of my mind. But in 2010, I had lost my mom to complications with sickle cell disease, and I was in a really deep depression. And I don't know, like, to do a pageant just popped into my head. So I started Googling different type of black pageants and the history of black pageantry. And the first thing that came up was the Miss Black America pageant. And it was the first pageant I had ever participated in. I was going up against models, well-groomed pageant girls, and I was kind of like the oddball out, having never done pageantry before. And I ended up winning my local title, which qualified me to participate in their national pageant since their rebirth.
Okay, the national pageant. You won the national pageant, didn't you?
Yes, I won the national pageant. Okay. I did win the national pageant, but before that I had to participate in a local qualifying pageant so I could advance and participate in the national competition. But, you know, it was a strenuous road for me, having never competed before.
Okay, right. Now, you know, you are following in the footsteps of Miss Oprah Winfrey. You know, I know you know this because you said you researched the Miss America pageant. You know, she also wore the crown of Miss Black America. How does this make you feel that there are so many wonderful women of color who have went before you? How does that make you think, including Miss Oprah Winfrey?
Well, for me, it's a humbling experience and an empowering experience just to understand the rich history Black pageantry has in the African American community and in Black culture. Like, for the people who don't know, the Miss Black America system was the first pageant for women of color in the United States. And it was founded in 1968, and during that time, if you were a woman of color, you couldn't even participate in the Miss America system. So to have a Miss Black America pageant, a pageant that celebrated Black beauty, was trailblazing. It was innovative, and it was trailblazing, and it was exciting. And for me, it stands kind of as a pinnacle of Black history during the Civil Rights Movement. So to be able to be a part of such a tremendous legacy, for me, the Miss Black America is like a pearl in Black culture. And to be able to be affiliated with something that celebrated Black beauty, was the originator of celebrating Black beauty in pageantry, for me, it's a priceless feeling, and I'm really humbled and really excited to be a part of such a tremendous legacy.
Okay, that is wonderful. That is wonderful. What is your career currently besides Miss Black America, and what is your education?
Well, right now I'm currently studying my Series 7. Series 7 right now, which is licensing to sell securities and things of that nature. My ultimate career goal is to be an executive consultant that focuses on wealth management, risk management, and wealth building for small businesses, nonprofits, and executives. But right now, I do a lot of nonprofit consulting through my company called NPO Global. If you guys are interested in startup facilitation, I'm going to give myself a shameless plug. Please visit my website, www.npoglobal.com. And we provide comprehensive support for micro businesses and startup businesses and nonprofit organizations and entrepreneurs who may have an idea but don't really have the wherewithal or have a clear picture of what they actually want to do as an entrepreneur. So I do that among a million other things. I also teach entrepreneurship with Montgomery College, which is based in Rockville, Maryland, with their Fast Track program. And again, I'm in the same track. I'm empowering startup entrepreneurs to start their own business from an individual approach, that personal goals and lifestyle goals are, and how that can apply to their business endeavors.
Yes. Okay, that is great. So the Miss Black America pageant, as you stated, has been around since 1968, and it's one of the oldest and most prestigious and distinguished women of color pageant Miss Black America is. You walk in some big shoes, you know, you walk in some big shoes, but you're feeling those shoes and you're wearing it well. So that's the best part. But what I also like to ask you, which competition did you enjoy the most, the swimsuit, the talent and projection competition? I mean, which one did you enjoy the most out of those competitions?
For me, just because I love Black pageantry because of the talent competition. There are other mainstream pageants that will have a talent competition, but when I tell you in Black pageantry, they leave it all on the stage. That's what happens. And for me, my favorite part of the competition is the talent competition. I actually won the swimsuit competition, which was kind of fly for me. But favorite part of the competition is the talent portion, just because you get to see how special these women are and how they pour their heart out on stage and express themselves. And a lot of times, I find that a lot of times I find that women get their release on stage, because as black women, you know, we've gone through a lot. Historically, we've gone through a lot, and in our own individual lives, we've gone through a lot. I mean, I could tell you, some of my pageant sisters are some of the most resilient, beautiful, classy women that I've ever met in my life, and they've gone through so much. They have stories, and when they get on that stage for the talent portion, they exude excellence. And they're pouring and leaving a piece of themselves on stage. And it's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing to witness and to experience and be a part of.
I agree. Very eloquently said. What do you currently enjoy the most about being Miss Black America?
Currently, I enjoy the community service. As Miss Black America, I have been using my platform to promote youth empowerment and community stewardship through my nonprofit organization, Futuristic Youth Corp. But along with that, like I said earlier, the reason why I got into pageantry was after my mom died, I was experiencing severe depression. And I use pageantry as an outlet. So I have partnered with the Psychiatric Institute of Washington throughout my reign to work with some of the young people who have experienced severe trauma like I did. And even though their stories are maybe different, some of those young people have experienced horrific things, rape, abuse, molestation, loss of loved ones. And a lot of times when our young black youth are going through things, they're just written off as ill-behaved children or hoodlums, and they're labeled instead of embraced. And what I found was when I went to the Psychiatric Institute of Washington that the majority of the kids who were in that program were African American, which is devastating to me. So I devoted a lot of my time to give back. I work with them to provide an essay contest where we gave prizes away to them, and just to hear their stories and to provide encouragement to those young people, to let them know that even though you've gone through something that might be traumatic, you can come out of it. You can change your life. You don't have to stay in the same position that you're in, and you can grow from your pain. And for me, after experiencing the death of my mom and using that as a platform to do something positive and to be able to sow that into the lives of other people is something that's priceless, and it makes me feel great on the inside, like I'm actually doing something, I'm making a difference.
Yes, you are making a difference. You really are. So what is the prizes award to Miss Black America?
Well, one of the main prizes that I got was I received a lot of gifts from Bulgari, so I would like to take the time out to say thank you to Andrea Mitchell from my local Bulgari, and I received so many different things. Like I received scholarship money from the Miss Black America organization. Let's see, what else did I get? I did get support in terms of, you know, whatever entrepreneurial endeavors that I want, and media support through All Media Link. There's so many gifts that I received, I can't really name them all off the top of my head.
Okay. All right, that's fine. They express my condolences for the passing of your mother.
Thank you.
And I think you're doing a tremendous job with your life. So the Miss Black America pageant is a distinguished and prestigious pageant for women of color. But I have to ask you this. I know you talked about how eloquently and beautifully the other women are. Was the competition tough? Was it hard?
I would like to say this. This is how I'll put it. Your mindset as a competitor when you are competing in pageantry shouldn't be on the person that's to the right or to the left of you. Because at the end of the day, you're not competing against them. You're competing against yourself. And when you hit that stage, what you need to be focused on, or what, at least what I focused on, was making sure I presented myself the best way that I possibly could. So I didn't really spend a whole lot of time looking at my competition in the way of, oh, I have to beat this girl, or I have to beat them, or this, that, and the other. I came with a mindset of, this is my sister. Yes, we're competing, because at the end of the day, only one person gets the crown. But I want to think on myself right now, making sure that I'm delivering my monologue the way that it needs to be done, that my timing is good, that I look banging in my swimsuit. When I hit the stage, I'm charismatic. And I did those things to focus on myself so I don't psych myself out and get into my head and all those type of things. Because when you're doing any type of competition, the first step is mental, is your mentality. And when you get your mentality right, everything else can fall into place if you're working hard and you're consistent.
Yes, okay. So I understand what you said. I'm sure everyone listening did too. did you make any friendships, I mean, during the pageant?
Mm-hmm, definitely. One of the things that the Miss Black America pageant encourages, we call each other sisters of positivity. And one of the mantras of the Miss Black America pageant is, sow the seeds of positivity, reap the flowers of success. And whoever you guys are listening, if you go to the Miss Black America website, www.missblackamerica.com, there's a clip on there with Oprah Winfrey. And she's talking about how she was kind of bummed that she didn't win the title of Miss Black America, but she didn't receive a whole bunch of roses, but she said Miss Rhode Island or somebody came up to her and said, well, it doesn't matter unless they put a flower in your mind. And I think that is a testament to the sisterhood of Miss Black America, that we're told to keep a positive mindset and to uplift each other and to maintain those friendships outside of pageantry. So, you know, I have my sister queens that I call, that I text if I have a problem or I need something. You know, I say, hey, sis, yo, this is what's going on in my life. Can you help me? Or I just want to say hi and let you know I'm thinking about you. That's the type of sisterhood that the Miss Black America pageant promotes.
Okay, so Miss Oprah Winfrey was a contestant in the pageant.
She was Miss Black Tennessee.
Black Tennessee. Oh, okay. So did you get to meet her?
No, I didn't get to meet Miss. I didn't get a chance to meet Oprah Winfrey. But there are so many different celebrities that have competed and have graced the Miss Black America stage. Like the Jackson 5 made their television debut at the Miss Black America pageant. You know, Miss Black America Baltimore was also Toni Braxton. So the history and the legacy of the Miss Black America pageant is tremendous.
Yes, it is. You're right about that. What have you learned in life that would benefit young and older women of color since the pageant?
That's a deep question.
Okay.
One of the things I would say is to be authentic and to be authentic and to love yourself from the inside out. You know, we live in a world where, you know, people judge each other. You know, it's just kind of like human nature. And I think that in order to be successful in life, and not even just successful in terms of, you know, what you see on TV, like, oh, I have all this wealth and all that stuff, that's what success is. No, I consider success to be peace of mind. And I think that when you can get to the point that you love yourself unapologetically from the inside out, who you are as a person, what your features are as a woman, I think you'll walk through life with a greater peace, and you won't have to worry about what other people think about you, whether or not they're judging you or whether or not they love you, because at the end of the day, you have peace within yourself about who you are as a person. So that's one of the things that I've learned to embrace through my pageant experience with the Miss Black America pageant that's helped me grow as a human being.
Okay, I'd like to say something to everyone listed. Miss Oprah Winfrey won on, I believe, in Tennessee, the Miss Black America. Am I correct?
Yes.
Not Miss Black America pageant, national Black Miss America pageant, but she did win as Miss Black America locally in the Tennessee pageant. Okay, what is the best thing that's happened to you since becoming Miss Black America?
Wow, the best thing that's happened to me. Can I have two things? Is it okay if I have two things? Okay. Well, the first thing that I would say is I had the opportunity to meet Lauryn Hill, and for me, she is just, oh my gosh, she's just such a jewel to the Black community as an artist. And one of the things that I watched her perform at Howard's Homecoming, and then I got to meet her in person. And for me, one of the things that she represents is that you don't have to compromise who you are to be valid. And just her presence and how statuesque she is and how she not just commanded the stage, but had such a presence. It left such an impression on me as a young Black woman to know that you don't have to compromise to be valid. You don't have to live your life to somebody else's standard. And for me, that left a really big impression on me. And I would like, and then the next thing that I would say is, this year I got to go to the Congressional Black Caucus, and I attended some events and got to meet a lot of distinguished leaders in the African American community. And it wasn't just having the opportunity of meeting people that was so awesome to me. It was the fact that I saw that there were Black leaders who were meeting, discussing disparities that are going on in the community. But at the same time, I saw that there was a disconnection with the generation that was rising up. And to be able to have a glimpse and see that and to see a gap, to me, that's privileged insight to be able to see that. Even though, you know, you might hear about different things that are going on in the news and stuff, but being able to see that there's a gap and being in a position as Miss Black America, I think that, you know, one of the things that I hold true is that queendom is a mantle. And as a queen, as Miss Black America, I'm working really hard to use my crown to encourage and promote youth leadership and community stewardship. So being able to see that there is a generational disconnect with amongst Black leadership in our community, and being able to promote that, to promote leadership and intergenerational leadership in Black community, I think is that was one of the best experiences that I've had.
Okay. All right. So you've got insight. You've got insight that a lot of that some other people, you know, don't have. So mm-hmm. You're doing the right thing. You're doing the positive thing, and that is very good, very, very noble. The pageant, Miss Black America, encourages education, leadership, volunteerism, talent, health, and wellness, not just beauty. Miss Black America composes all of that in, you know, in their contest. So out of the traits that I have named, which trait has benefited you the most as being Miss Black America?
Can you repeat it one more time?
Okay. Okay, the pageant Miss Black America encourages education, leadership, volunteerism, talent, health, and wellness, not just beauty. Now, if these categories are traits, which you have them all, because you are Miss Black America nationally, out of those traits, are those that I have named, which one benefits you the most, and which one has broadened you the most in thinking?
I would say volunteerism, for the mere fact is that when you give back to the community, you come back with new insight and a different perspective on different things, you know, because everyone's walk of life is different. And as a person, when you're able to grasp, you know, what's going on in somebody else's life, it stretches your perspective on different things, and it will challenge, you know, some of the mindsets that you may have or perspectives that you may have. And for me, being able to see that and to experience that has been good.
Okay. So, Alexandra Morton, you are the 2014-2015 Miss Black America. What do you want to be remembered for now and in history?
Okay. I honestly want to be remembered for being, you know, a down-to-earth, you know, genuine person that just loves people and just wants to make the world a better place. Really simple. That's really simple.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So, you're obviously doing a wonderful job, and I'm so happy to have you on my show, because you're very well spoken and you've really got it together, and you're really a great role model. And I understand now why you won the crown for Miss Black America. You're a very well composed, intelligent young lady.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
You're more than welcome. So, in your opinion, in this day and age, is there still negativity concerning beauty for women of color in this current time period?
I do believe that there is still negativity. I think the imagery that is portrayed of African American women in the media is faulty, and it's consistently, you know, one-sided. You know, African-American women are hyper-sexualized in the media. And it goes down, and I mean, that type of imagery goes back all the way to slavery, you know, and for it to be 2014 and those type of imagery, that type of imagery is not just something that's just, you know, propagated through white media. You know, that's being perpetuated in black media. You know what I mean? When we look at, you know, some of the hottest television shows that are rated, you know, top notch, I mean, we have women that are there who are successful business moguls, but at the same time, they're still mistresses. You know, we're not portrayed in a wholesome light. And what that does to young people and what it can do to people who don't have a strong psyche or strong understanding of who they are as women, not just a black woman, but as a woman, period, it's destructive. It's destructive.
It's very destructive.
It's very destructive. I was talking to someone the other day about the negative imagery of women in media. And, you know, it goes back to the story of Sarah Barton. You know, some people may not know who she was, but she was a South African woman who was put in a circus for entertainment and was objectified because of her traditionally African physique of having a round butt, a large butt, and large breasts. And she was made a spectacle and then later was pushed into prostitution and ended up passing away from what was believed to be syphilis. So what is that? And that's the same type of imagery that's being portrayed in a lot of music videos and things of that nature. And I'm not saying that, you know, all the type of imagery of women has to be in one light. You can be sexy and still be classy at the same time. But to what level of degree are we going to just perpetuate one single verge of imagery when our young girls are running around thinking that they're nothing more than their hips and thighs? That's destructive to their psyche. They have to understand that they're more than that. You're more than your physique. You might be beautiful on the outside, but what's going on in your mind? What's going on in your heart? You know, and that should be glorified more than what's going on the outside. I wish that there would be more images of African American women not being objectified in media.
Yes, always sexualized. You're right. You're right about that. Because black women, I'm a black woman, and there's a lot of negativity. I'm a 44-year-old black woman, and I live in a small area, but I do travel some, and I see what's going on. But you hit the nail right on the head with what you just said. Black women are not just objects. We're not just objects. We're human beings with talents and grace and minds. Black women can think. We're not just objects. We're people. We're human beings. But the way the media sometimes portrays black women is very negative, and you are right, very destructive. Very destructive. I'm going to read something about the oath of positivity. This was written by the founder, J. Morris Anderson. It was read by Ms. Pearl Bailey, live on NBC. I'm not going to read the whole thing, but I'm going to read some of it. And it says, my physical appearance will always reveal my positive mental attitude toward my head held high will indicate the mental and spiritual strength that lives within me. My straight, cheerful manner of walking will exemplify the positive directions in my life has taken. My eloquent manner of talking will always relate the positive mental, spiritual, and physical forces that reside within me. My illustrious smile will always express the pleasure I receive from living. The positive look in my eyes will always indicate the self-confidence and positive spirit inside me. Now, that's just a few paragraphs of it. It's a lot more to say, but that's the oath of positivity. That says it all about women of color, black women. That pretty well sums it up. But the thing is, younger black women don't get to see themselves in that positive light. What they see is destructive to their minds. I understand what you're talking about. I love the oath of positivity written by the founder, J. Morris Anderson, which is read by Pearl Bay live on NBC. So if you could talk to, if you were talking to a group of black women, what would you tell them? What would you tell him that has benefited you and what you have learned that would help them along their walking life?
The main thing that I would say is it's okay to be yourself, and you don't have to compromise who you are to be valid. I mean, that's the main thing. I've heard so many different things. Like I was talking to a young lady a couple months ago, and she said, being a black woman, it's kind of like you're low on the totem pole. And I was like, what? I was like, skirt, what? What are you talking about? And she was like, guys, they want you to be mixed, or they want you to look like this or look like that. And, I just let her know that, you're beautiful regardless of what anybody else says. you know, that the imagery, because we are a westernized country, you know, the standard of beauty is always going to be Western. Okay,
yes.
The whitest features, the straightest hair, the pointiest nose, you know, that's what's going to be considered, that's what's considered beautiful by Western standards, okay?
Yes.
But as Black people, you know, we're so diverse. We come in so many different shades, different eye colors, different hair textures. You know, we have to stop comparing ourselves to something that, you know, that wasn't designed to think of us as beautiful. Okay, we have to embrace who we are from our roots, and not try to deny who we are from our roots. Even though, you know, slavery and all that type of stuff, all that stuff comes from, you know, it's evil. You know, division is evil. You know, mindsets, negative mindsets of who you are, that's a dysfunction for your being. So I just let her know that, you know, you're beautiful the way God made you. He doesn't make mistakes. So don't compare yourself to somebody else's standard. Embrace who you are. And guess what? If somebody else doesn't like it, then that's the wrong person for you. The right person that will come along and embrace who you are in your true essence. And you don't have to compromise who you are for that. That person won't make you compromise who you are to feel loved or to feel embraced. But it starts with you first, because somebody else can't love you if you don't love yourself.
That is true. That is very true. Very true. So, what do you believe that impressed the judges the most about yourself?
Oh, my goodness.
I'm not trying to make the questions difficult. I'm not.
Oh, it's okay. Honestly, I think during the competition, I was confident in the fact that I have presented myself in the best possible way that I could. And I think that's what sold. I think, honestly, believe that's what sold the judges. Like, they talk in the Oath of Positivity, it talks about all the different things and essence of what makes you a queen. And I really tried to embody that, so that regardless at the end of the competition, if I left that stage with a crown on top of my head or not, I know that I would have felt that I was the winner on the inside. So having a crown would have been was the icing on the cake. But I worked really hard to present myself in the best way possible and to be and exude confidence. And I really think that's what the judges saw in me.
Yes. All right. Okay. So what you were saying about younger women, again, yes, that is destructive. You are a wonderful role model as Miss Black America. And I know and feel that the things you are teaching, you got to speak publicly across the United States, across the world, is helping. The things you say help somebody. Because there are some younger Black women, older Black women who suffer from low self-esteem. And the things you just said are very uplifting and very educational and very intelligent. So I like that. I love what you said.
Thank you so much.
I've got one or two more questions. Were you surprised to win Miss Black America?
For me it was a surreal experience. Like, you know, everyone who competed, you know, they did their very best, just like I did my very best. So it's kind of like when you're at that point, you're just like, all right. You're kind of like, you just did your best. You just want to know who it's going to be, you know? And for me, it was a surreal experience, because after I won my local title, I was like, I want to be Miss Black America, you know? Like, that was something that I really wanted deep down inside in my heart. So for me, it was a surreal experience.
for real. All right, that's wonderful. That is wonderful. So that's really about to conclude most of the questions. I've enjoyed having you on Show Talk with Angela Butler. You've been a wonderful guest. And hopefully, you know, I look forward to having you back again if time is permissible in your schedule. And I thank you for coming on Show Talk with Angela Butler. Is there anything else that you would like to say?
I would like to, you know, encourage any young, beautiful women between the ages of 18 and 29 who are interested in competing and becoming the next reigning Miss Black America, please go online to our website, www.missblackamerica.com. The Miss Black America pageant is also on Instagram, on IG. So if you want to follow us, go to @ Miss Black America pageant. If you would like to get more information about me as your reigning Miss Black America, please visit my website, www.yourmissblackamerica2014.com.
Wonderful. Wonderful, Miss Alexandra Morton.
Thank you so much for having me.
You're more than welcome. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
All right, everyone. Goodbye. All right, people listening, you've been listening to Miss Alexandra. She's Miss Black America. Her name is Alexandra Morton, and now I know why she's Miss Black America. But she says some things that I like to comment on and which are truthful. What sometimes is portrayed in the media is over-sexualized, and it's confusing the younger women because it to me, it's showing us as objects, not as people. So that's something to think about, what she said, and a generation gap between people my age and older and the younger people. But I'm so glad that there are people like Miss Black America, Alexandra Morton, and pageants like Miss Black America, which is the oldest, the most distinguished and prestigious pageant for women of color. It's been around nearly 40 years, so that's a long time. So I hope you all enjoyed the show, and I look forward to coming back another night on Show Talk with Angela Butler. If nothing goes wrong, the 4CMDs will be on Show Talk with Angela Butler tomorrow. If everything works out, I'm glad to be back on the air or the internet. And I also encourage people to go out and buy my book, Charles and Melinda, by Angela DeLois Butler. It can be found on createspace.com or amazon.com. So those of you who decide to buy my book, give me a review and let me know. Everyone, thank you for listening to Show Talk with Angela Butler.
Geico presents sharing versus oversharing. Earlier this week, Claire Tippins shared a princess nickname generator, 3 pictures of her dog wearing a tutu, and 2 online quizzes, including, what candy is your dream castle made of? Claire, your sharing has tipped the sugar scale and turned into oversharing. But have no fear, princess. Geico has something worth sharing with your internet kingdom, like how you could save hundreds on your car insurance just by visiting geico.com. No magic wand required. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.